There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, hour number two on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Live local talk and talking to you, too, at 343-0106, 343-0106. All right, so coming up this hour, a couple things to bounce around. First of all, we talk about convention last night. You want to get into your reaction to night one for the RNC. You heard, of course, Jeff Poore and I going back and forth there about Fox News and their... cutting away. And by the way, a bunch of y'all have talked about how C-SPAN carried it. Guess what I'm going to do tonight? Man, so I'm going to be watching C-SPAN. Something you don't say very often, but I'm going to be watching C-SPAN and checking it out there. And it's not even that I do want to hear from the commentators. It's not like I do want to hear from the commentators. I just want to hear the thing beforehand and not just wait for. You know, yes, they ran Donald Trump Jr. and his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who I may have to disagree with Jeff on this. I don't think that was one of the better speeches last night. I felt like I was in trouble. I felt like we had spilled Kool-Aid on the couch, and even though she was laying out, you know, maybe some good things, but we just spilled Kool-Aid on the couch, and I was getting a rundown from, you know, like somebody else's mom on that. I kind of felt that way in it. And by the way, too, somebody had asked earlier, I never did figure out what was going on. Donald Trump Jr.'s eyes looked strange last night. Did you see that? I don't know. Maybe there's some more information out there now for the why on that. I don't know. It just, maybe y'all didn't see it. I think I mentioned it to Dalton this morning. I had talked to Jeff about it as well. Nobody had a real... Didn't it look strange? Didn't it look strange to you? It's kind of weird on that. All right. So, but I'll tell you what stood out to me last night when I did go away so I could watch the speakers when I went away from Fox News. And like I said, I watched MSNBC for a while. And then Jeff said CNN didn't cut away either. Interesting situation out there. But what I did see were a couple things. So Tim Scott, super compelling, I thought. Let's do that. Play some clips. So remember last time we were talking about Senator Scott, it was a discussion of the Republican bill they had offered. You remember this? For police reform early on that the Democrats wanted no part of? It had those common sense things in there. You heard Senator Scott talk about experiences he had had as a black man in his life growing up, and I remember after he said that, I said, by and large, every one of my friends that's a guy who's black has told me a similar story, and I was nodding along with it. But Tim Scott was saying, okay, so we need to fix some of these things and do better about reporting, you know, cross state lines if there's a reason you had an officer terminated and all that. I mean, they were all common sense, good things. But the Democrats weren't real interested in it. And that was the last time we were talking about Tim Scott. But last night he was talking about why folks should vote Republican, also talking about why he is a Republican. And I thought that was it's compelling. Let's start off with cut number four here. But why don't we have the audio? It's a good question. Why don't we have the audio? Let's try again.
Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last. There are millions of families just like mine all across this nation, full of potential, seeking to live the American dream. And I'm here tonight to tell you that supporting the Republican ticket gives you the best chance of making that dream a reality.
Okay. So, and then he also talked about the opposition here and former Vice President Joe Biden, candidate for the presidency.
Joe Biden said if a black man didn't vote for him, he wasn't truly black. Joe Biden said black people are a monolithic community. It was Joe Biden who said poor kids can be just as smart as white kids. And while his words are one thing, his actions take it to a whole new level. In 1994, Biden led the charge on a crime bill that put millions of black Americans behind bars.
You know, that's, but I would point out too that the vice presidential candidate, right, Kamala Harris, has done the same. It's going to be interesting how that spin works on that. Tim Scott went on to talk about the kind of the aspirational goals here.
We are not fully where we want to be, but I thank God Almighty we are not where we used to be. We are always striving to be better. When we stumble, and we will, we pick ourselves back up and try again.
It's the realistic nature of the message delivered by Tim Scott last night, the realistic, I thought was so compelling. Went on to say this.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want a cultural revolution, a fundamentally different America. If we let them, they will turn our country into a socialist utopia. And history has taught us that path only leads to pain and misery, especially for hardworking people hoping to rise.
All right. So there's some of the messaging from RNC last night. Maybe we'll get some of the The Herschel Walker, we can play one of those clips, and I thought was compelling. I think it was a personal endorsement. People are making it today, and the stuff that came out on social media, what was thrown at Tim Scott, what was thrown at Herschel Walker, name calling there on social media. Now it's Twitter. Now, do I think it represents most people? No. It's disgusting, though. It's disgusting because somebody had a different opinion. Herschel Walker's reaction is basically talking about person to person, from Herschel Walker to President Trump. Let's hear some of those. Go to clip one.
I watched him in the boardroom. He can be in the middle of a big meeting, but if one of the kids was on the phone, he dropped everything to take the call. He taught me that the family should be your top priority.
All right. Then he went on to talk about the election.
If you love America and want to make it better, Donald Trump is your president. He's my president, and I'm blessed to call him friend.
So a little bit of Herschel Walker, Tim Scott, and of course, Nikki Haley, and the idea is look at these people who aren't white, right? But I think that's the simplistic way the media takes it. And it frustrates me because, you know, I'm the guy that wants to put everybody in burkas. If you're new to the station, which I know a lot of people are, I have a go ahead and call and complain that Sullivan was talking about putting people in burkas. I would have put everybody in burkas when it comes to election time or when you're telling me why this person's better or that person. Everybody in burkas. So we judge people truly on their merit. And then if you want to have a big reveal afterwards, oh, it's a black guy, it's a white guy, it's a white woman, a black woman, whatever. Like, I know there's no... Well, I know there's no political capital in that, but that's just in my dream world. You know, if people were running, they wouldn't even have a name. It'd be like somebody, there's a person in a burqa. This is number one. This is number three candidate. This is number 554 or whatever. Let's see what they're about. And then, yeah, and somebody said, what do you do about their voice? You do the thing they do on 60 Minutes. You know, when they digitize the voice and make it, come on. Thought this out. All right, we'll come back. And probably not get away from this idea because we have some audio to play locally as well. We'll get to that coming back in just minutes.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Dalton, we can cross-reference this, but I would say as we go back and forth in the bumper music discussion between Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, the Jeff Poor Show, of course, it follows, goes from 9 to noon, and then this show, and people, the discussion goes on the text line, if y'all hadn't seen it, or heard us talking about it, about the song choice for bumper music, and that I lean more heavily towards rock music or rap music. But I will challenge this, that be the only talk show, not only here at FM Talk 106.5, not only here in the state of Alabama, not here in the Southeast, I would say globally, possibly globally, that uses the theme song from Team America World Police. I would cross-reference it. I do not want to be saying something that isn't true, but I kind of feel that. I kind of feel that. I'm the only one doing that. All right. And what? Yeah. See, and Polecat is one of the major instigators on the text line between the bump music. Also, for this is going to be a shock for Polecat, for Bill Finch playing Gardening for the Gulf Coast on Sundays. You know who put together? You know who curated that bump music for Bill Finch Polecat? That was me, dog. Doesn't mean I don't take great pride in on my show playing the theme from Team America World Police. All right, from the text, we get some of the text here, and we grab... there's still some coming in for District Attorney Ashley Rich. You know what? I think she'll be back on with us again next month. We'll get some of these asked. Because I thought the same. Somebody asked, how long would it take to hear 600 grand jury cases? And I thought to ask that, and I didn't get a chance to do it. But that's a good question. I'm sure we're going to hear it depends, right? That it depends on how long. I mean, the grand jury, I'm sure, has some kind of ability to do it faster than others, but one case may be longer than the other. Maximo Alvarez was great. Yes, he was. So was Tim Scott. Trump Jr.'s eyes. Jay says, pre-speech jitters cocktail. Or something else. I don't know. Or the light was too bright. Because I'm one of those people that I can't, like, I've got to have sunglasses on all the time outside. By the time I get old and my eyes are real sensitive, I'm going to have wear like a welding mask to go outside. I get pictures of, like, I'm squinting at everything. I mean, squinting at every picture. I mean, wedding pictures. I think the whole, like, way back then, every one of them, because it was a bright, sunny day in May, and saying squinting in every one of them. But maybe they had some floodlights on, but am I the only one, Jay? Jay and I are the only ones that noticed. I don't know what it was, but Donald Trump Jr.'s eyes were... Jason says that was the feisty Latina coming out of Guilfoyle. Jason, don't disagree with a lot of the things that Guilfoyle said, but she was, like, almost not letting the things she said resonate. It's got to be... I would be sweating through my eyes in that situation. All those eyes on you, big stage like that. I get it, but Guilfoyle does have the TV experience. Seems like she wouldn't let one thing she said sit and resonate before she went on to the next one. Chuck's saying, what percentage of the voters do you think are actually swayed by the pomp and circumstance of the conventions? I think very few, Chuck. I think and today more than ever, very few. I think maybe you have, if you have a great speech from the nominee, you have a great speech from the VP, maybe it gets somebody to show up who wouldn't show up before. So, Chuck, I don't think, I'm with you, I don't think it, somebody doesn't go, oh, wow, I was all locked in to vote for Joe Biden, now I'm voting for President Trump. But it may take somebody who is like, I don't know, if I get around to it. And then they go, no, you know what, I need to show up and vote. All right. So, and then Joshua talking about, this is something I want to talk about, Shakisha Clemons, right? He says, who's running today? By the way, you have, the smaller, mid and smaller size municipal elections going on today. We've talked about Baymanet, we've talked about Sims, we've talked about Fairhope, we talked about Daphne, Pritchard, same thing here. And so what do you, he said, the famous Waffle House girl is running for District 4 in Pritchard. Hope they ask her why she beat the girl's butt, gas station employee, and took her cell phone. Good quality people running for office. I tell you what, Joshua, I will I don't bet on the. I have a feeling she will win. I think she has. And will she win? Name ID is very high for Shakeisha Clemons. And there will be people that I think come to vote for her, not because she would be a good, you know, maybe she would, but that she would be a good councilperson for District 4 in Pritchard. I think they'll come out to make a statement. I really do. I would say she would be my lead favorite right now. John saying Donald Trump Jr. was high as something. That was one of the comments that was said in the House. I don't know. That's my problem. I don't know. But it was weird. What? You got, okay, breaking news, because Dalton just entered the main booth here. Breaking news. Do we have some updates on Donald Trump Jr.'s eyes?
Yeah, breaking news. He had just finished a round of hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. I have no idea why Donald Trump Jr.'s eyes looked the way they did last night. But I was wondering, you know, us families in the South and probably around the rest of the country, pretty competitive, I would say. I don't know if you competed with your siblings much, like with every single thing you ever do with them, but I know my brother and I did. Tonight, Eric Trump and Laura Trump will speak. And, of course, Melania will be the keynote speaker tonight.
She should be.
I looked at the schedule. I'm not sure if Ivanka is scheduled to speak at all this week. Do you think they have some kind of running competition to see which of the Trump children will have the best speech of the Republican National Convention?
Like an insider? Maybe. But I would wonder this. Now, I understand that Donald Trump Jr. and his girlfriend would speak on the same night, right? Just travel expenses.
Yeah, save some money.
Double occupancy when they book their rooms, you know. But I wonder if maybe you can argue opening night of the RNC is more. It might not go 1, 2, 3, 4. It may go the most important night's the last night. Second most important might be the first night.
That's why Trump is speaking on both of those and the other two nights.
Right,
the president.
Every night. But I wonder if Eric, because you would think in the hierarchy of Trump children that Donald Trump Jr. would rank above, this could make people crazy, would rank above Eric. Yeah. would you think? So if the night before, right, so if the final night, here's a big hurrah, but the child with the highest ranking in the family would be the night before that or the night of.
Right.
And then you would go back to, but I'm just saying maybe for the way TV works and all that the last night is going to be the biggest, but the first night, it's a Monday night, there's not as much on TV maybe, that they put, because if not,
so you're
then
saying
Eric has leapfrogged Donald Trump Jr. as being a higher ranking Trump child.
So it depends on which night is actually more important.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Where do you score the...
Well, you know, Barron Trump has grown some, too.
You think we're going to get commentary from Barron?
I didn't see him on the roster for those that are scheduled to speak, but he's as tall as James Clapper now. Barron Trump, have you seen the pictures
of him?
Yeah, when he went into the White House, he was a kid, a little bitty kid. If you look at pictures now where he's following his parents out to Air Force One or walking out of the White House on his way to school or whatever he does. He's like 6'6" or 6'7".
He's not 6'6".
He is a very tall person.
Hold on.
He is a very tall person. You're going to be amazed by this because when I saw the pictures, I had to do some research. But I'm thinking, you know, he's getting older and there's an entire generation of new voters coming up.
Holy crap.
If they could get Barron Trump.
I just saw the video.
He's tall, right?
Yeah, and if he's that much, Trump is what?
What, 6'1", 6'2",
yeah,
maybe?
Right.
Barron Trump has to be.
Yeah, y'all, I'm processing this all. My God.
Yeah, he's grown.
He's 14. The kid could dunk.
He could. Well, I don't know what his leaping ability is like, but maybe they get him out one of these nights, and he talks about
Fortnite.
He could
be a forward or something.
Yeah, he could easily. He's not a backcourt player anymore. He's a tall guy, but
this is insane. Have y'all go look at this? This is insane.
He has absolutely had a growth spurt over the last three and a half years.
Maybe some recruiting needs to be happening here.
Yeah. Maybe he'll, I don't know, be a Duke Blue Devil soon. I don't know. Maybe he's playing some basketball, but I did think it was interesting.
I would give him no choice. If he's growing, he's 6'3". Yeah, it says 6'3". Okay. Donald Trump, President Trump is 6'3". That's what they're saying. Now, I don't know. Possibly with President Trump, it'll be like when they inflate the weights of the players.
yeah.
You know, at nose guard at 283 pounds. But if President Trump is 6'3", and you look at these barren, a couple inches taller than...
He's got to be at least 6'5", maybe 6'6" now.
We're going to go to the news break, and I dig in here a little more on this. Wow. Y'all go Google this. Look at these pictures.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, I had designs here to have already been into the audio from Mobile City Councilman, candidate for mayor of Mobile, Fred Richardson, until Dalton threw me the curveball there. And by the way, like Superbomb had said Barron's 5'11", then went to Google for an update and gave me a wowza. Yeah. Here's what so President Trump's 6'3". Oh, somebody's saying that it's not Photoshop. When every picture online, they're all Photoshopped, right? Okay. Kid's big. I think some recruiting might go on. Grant, this is do you believe in steroids and chicken now? Well, first of all, that leading question, I never commented one way or another. It's just kind of like the leading questions. Oh, by the way, side note, I'm so proud of Jeff Poor and the Jeff Poor Show. He is, he's grown into truly one of the parts of the family here in the Talkers. He's been called, Dalton, this week. He got called... Jeff, you know Jeff's other gigs? Like, he's an editor at Breitbart, a national editor for Breitbart. Yellowhammer News, works for Lanyap, but host of the Jeff Porsche. Had a message at my desk why I let this, what was it, left-wing Democrat do a show on the station. Which, if there was an entertaining left-wing Democrat, I'd consider it. But Jeff Poor doesn't fit that bill. And then I saw somebody else had posted up like he was hardcore right wing. He's too right wing for them or something like that. So I'm proud of him. Because that's what, listen, if by the end of the week you get called all those things, you're probably doing your gig. Okay, so back to the steroids and the chicken leading comment. I don't think I've ever spoken on that, but... So, Grant, so if it's the steroids and the chicken that make Barron Trump look like a young Christian Leitner, what about my kids? They eat a lot of chicken. They're all the height. I think it might just be that genetics thing, right? So, President Trump, 6'3". I don't know First Lady's height, but she's not short, and she comes from a part of the world... You know, there are these pockets, not that there's not just tall people, but there's places in the world that just kick out like tall people, like with better frequency than other areas. And you see what, and he, so she's originally from Slovenia, right? Am I right? So from Slovenia, like as in part of the mashed together Yugoslavia. Remember the number of NBA players that came out of Yugoslavia? Wasn't there a good... bit of tall boys that came out of there, like where they go, not America, like where they go around the world, right? You have the international super tall people. So if she comes from that, so there you go. So I think that's no, the chicken thing. Like I said, if it was just somebody has, well, the chicken is true. I'm not saying there's not hormones in chicken. Lord knows, I know a lot of things that go into chickens. If you go to what gets you your chicken on your bun there when you go get it, if you looked at, you know, that process, you might think about having some yard birds. But if it was just the hormones in the chicken, my kids would be very tall, and I don't they may be able to get taller than me, but that's probably going to be the peak of it. So I don't know. All right. Slovenian. It's a Slovenian thing. All right. And we'll get somewhere. I'm not getting in a whole side discussion of Barron Trump and hormones and chicken. Let me get this done here, because you're going to want to talk about this. So, mentioned yesterday, the early announcement from Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson that he is in for the mayoral cycle for 2021. Now, I know we have elections going on today, right? But we could talk more about, and we'll talk results tomorrow. I know Dalton and Dan will as well, from both sides of the bay, the municipal elections out there. But let's, just for a second, amuse me. Give me your time here to listen to Fred Richardson's audio here. This came out yesterday afternoon, after this show, as Councilman Richardson laid out about 4 minutes here of why he is running for mayor of Mobile. And I think you need to hear this, and let's go ahead and just roll it in his own voice.
I will be a candidate in the August 24th, 2021 municipal election as mayor of the city of Mobile. I am running not for some, but for all. Not for one Mobile, but for all Mobile. I'm starting my campaign early because I have a lot of ground to cover. My vision will be laid out during the course of the campaign. However, you can go to my website, and I have all the information on me laid out on the website. But I'll tell you this much. My focus will be on you and the neighborhoods in which you live. There has been some questions about my candidacy, whether or not I'm qualified. I want you to know that my time and my destiny have met. This is my time, and I am prepared to get the job done. I have 24 years of experience on the Mobile City Council. 12 of those years, I served as vice president of the City Council. I have the energy, the drive, the education, the knowledge, the training, the experience to lead our city to greatness. I will be the first mayor in the history of the city of Mobile with municipal training, and I will be able, ready, and willing on the first day to fully direct the affairs of the city of Mobile. And I say again, on the first day, I will need no training. One of the issues with our city is there is a division among the electorate out there. In order for our city to reach greatness or to be great, greatness has got to be unity in the community. The unity must start from City Hall and must spread throughout the city of Mobile. We like that unity. Under my leadership, there will be unity in the community throughout the city of Mobile. You know how I'm going to do that? I'm going to lock arms with the council, with you, our citizens, with city department heads, and with city employees. And we will transform neighborhoods all over our city. And as we transform these neighborhoods, we're going to erase crime and blight from all of these neighborhoods. We're going to start from Cottage Hill to Happy Hill, from Texas Hill to Spring Hill, from Forest Hill to Alpine Hill, and from the campground to the fairground. We're going to lead our city where it would take its rightful place among all other great cities of this nation and indeed the world. I would like for you to please join my Facebook page. Join me on my Facebook page
And on Twitter, on Facebook, you can go to Fred for Mayor 2021. On my website, you can go fredformayor2021.com. You can see us also on Twitter. To win, I need your vote, your children's vote, your relatives' vote, and your friends' vote. And remember this, no vote, no hope, stay woke. I love all of the citizens in the city of Mobile, all over this city. And I thank all of you for supporting the candidacy of Fred Richardson for mayor of the great city of Mobile. Thank you very much.
All right, so what have we learned? Well, yesterday we knew about the slogan, no vote, no hope, stay woke. But now, unity in the community. Can you all say along with me? Everybody. Unity in the community, which I think is a great thing. What other words can we rhyme there? Also, we could kind of rhyme destiny with community, right? So it has been preordained in the heavens that this is the time, I guess, when time and destiny cross in the matrix. It is time for Councilman Fred Richardson to run for mayor. The early announcement here, I think, is of note. I wonder if the early announcement is not to run. I mean, Councilman Richardson says he has a lot of ground to cover. You're talking about somebody who doesn't need to get name recognition in the city of Mobile. I would say probably the most recognizable name, Councilman Fred Richardson. So why do you start so early? A lot of ground to cover. What ground to cover? Is it maybe you're getting ahead of other people that are planning to announce soon? Maybe it's their destiny. Whose destiny is it? That's my question. Can you have shared destiny? Can you have multiple? All right, we got comments, and we'll talk to you when we get back. 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
About 10 minutes till Paul Feinbaum show. A lot to talk about in that. And we'll get it coming up in just minutes. And by the way, too, it looks like all things still go. College football for the SEC starting up, third week in September there. And a quick reminder, too, our programming that goes with it. With Auburn Tiger football, we've got the coaches show. So Tiger Talk on Thursday nights at 6. That cranks back up, I think, the 17th of September. And following that, at 7 o'clock, Tiger Talk Overtime will be on. So that everything's a go. Back and forth with the folks at Auburn. They're good to go. Now what? Okay, so this is on the Destiny track here. So my friend, my coworker, Mark Holliday, just said check your because we have a little system here where we can send like audio cuts from he's in one part of the office and I'm in the other part, and he said sent this up, so it's on you now. I haven't edited it. I haven't done anything here. It just says Destiny. I'm your Destiny. Back to the Future. I'm going to play it now. Don't get me in trouble. Okay, let's go. This
my Destiny has brought me to you.
What?
What I meant to say was...
Wait a minute. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Yes. Yes. I'm your density. I mean, your destiny.
Ah, yes. Yes, yes. So it was a destiny back then, too. And it seems to be the destiny for Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson. There are... let's see. A lot of comments here. Let's go to some of these. Okay, here's one. By the way, unnamed texter. Give yourself, if you're one of these unnamed texters, give yourself a, if you don't want to put your real name, or just put your first name. Don't have to put first and last, or give me a nickname or something. To I just like that more. We get, actually, I was going to say hundreds. We have thousands of different texters, some more busy than others. But I do like to have a name. It just makes it feel it's easier. But this unnamed texter said, I like the message of being for all citizens and of unity. Good for Mobile. Okay. What about so far in the terms of Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson, has it not about been about unity? I mean, the message was one Mobile. Now, you can question if that was accomplished or not. I don't know. That's a good discussion point, but it was one Mobile. I mean, Fred Richardson saying it's all Mobile, it's all a bunch of semantics. I mean, all Mobile is not better than one Mobile, one Mobile. It's all political speak. At some point, some people do have to get out of their cheerleading for whatever team they're on and say, it's all sloganeering, right? Semantic, all Mobile or one Mobile. It's, they say the same thing. There's nothing that, please show me that so far the Simpson administration's not been for all citizens. Help me. It's not rhetorical. It's a real question. Show me how. And you know, going through the little parade of neighborhoods and local names there that Councilman Richardson did, I would, and you know, if I'm running for mayor, I'd probably do the same kind of thing. You know, he's trying to put his Mobile flex on. Yes, you know, I see what he's doing there. But going through those neighborhoods and talking about the places that he mentioned, I do remember, I think, in the past, hearing Councilman Richardson pretty much trying to divide the city at I-65. Remember that? The I-65, it was... if y'all been listening any period of time, remember the whole thing is like everybody west, and this, you know what, it came up to some degree during the annexation discussion. They moved that front line, they moved that trench out a little further west. But back before, there was a discussion, Councilman Richardson was saying that, you know, west of 65, it's just all white people, and east of 65, all black people. And I rolled my eyes. It's the most ridiculous thing, inaccurate thing ever. I mean, it's not true. But in his remarks there, he brings in Cottage Hill and Happy Hills, which, let me point out, can somebody help me? Cottage Hill, area of Cottage Hill. I know it goes under 65, but the bulk of Cottage Hill is where? Okay, it's west of 65. And all of Happy Hills is west of 65. So I just want to turn that around. We could get the audio from back in the day when 65 was some demarcation between whatever's amount of pigmentation you have in your skin. But now, Cottage Hill and Happy Hills, I guess he's trying to make that, but saying they're both on the west side. I'm just trying to follow that. So that's what we have right now with the first name in the mix. And people are asking me, why do I think there's strategy involved here for Councilman Richardson to flex and keep other people out of the race. He doesn't need the extra time. He may need the time to fundraise, maybe campaign and fundraise. He doesn't need the name recognition. In Mobile elected officials, I would put him at that if he's not the top, he's the runner up if he's not the top for name recognition. So he doesn't need the name recognition, but maybe that's why you come out now early. I mean, he announced it before we even had the municipal elections going on today in mid and smaller cities to make that announcement for 2021. Or maybe it's, you know, like Dale Leash said yesterday, it's about a year before that. Maybe. Or, you know, the first one in can keep other people from getting in. might be. All right, believe me, we'll be talking about this probably, you know, off and on, but once we get through November 3rd and what happens nationally, of course, we'll start focusing on what's happening for the city of Mobile. Today we're focused, and tomorrow we'll be focused on the results from the municipal elections, whether it's Daphne or Fairhope or Sims or Baymanette, whether it's Pritchard. What else? Who else is having? There's some places you got a lot of people not. They're running unopposed, so we won't probably guess the outcome there. By the way, they will be talking about those stats tomorrow on Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Norwig, the latest from the voting today in those elections, and find out whose destiny was fulfilled. What is this? Philip said, you can't fight destiny, because if you do, you got to fight the bouncer and the rest of the strippers. Good point, Philip. Feinbaum's next.